flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, Filmo Mike, let's go. Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky. It's the Morning Roast, and I got to be honest, for this first iteration of the Morning Roast, I don't think we could have asked for a more, whatever the word is, chaotic, dumpster fire if you're a certain fan base. Just an insane show we have coming up, an insane weekend in sports, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, I am Joe Spadoni. I am not Bonte Hill. Don't worry, everyone. If you tuned in and say, where's Bonte? Bonte's not going anywhere. He's not on the Morning Roast anymore, but he's still right here, 95.7 The Game. He's going to be joining us every Friday at 9 a.m. We love Bonte, and I'm sure Bonte had a plethora of thoughts in regards to one Luka Doncic, Joe Shasky, being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, it's insane.
I couldn't believe it. I my head exploded. So I'm at the crab feed at the Olympic Club for my niece's 22nd birthday. We got a table and we're all chilling and, you know, they had live music. And so the girls are all dancing and my wife's like, come on, let's dance. And Carter knows exactly what I'm talking about. Big Carter over there on the board. And so I'm sitting there and my nephew, Kieran, goes, well, did you see this trade? Very nonchalant. And he shows me a screenshot of a Shams report saying that Luka has been traded to the Lakers. And I go, come on, you just got by the internet. He goes, no, it's real. And I go, no, it's not. And then I look down at my phone and I start scrolling through the internet. And the first thing I see is Shams tweeting, this is real. I was not hacked or whatever the hell he was saying. And I was like, oh my God.
Real quick, when he said this isn't fake or this is real, that I actually thought it was even more fake. I was like, wait, Shams doesn't have to qualify anything with any, but he had to because it's that insane.
I was like, oh my God, does this mean LeBron to the Warriors? What, like, were the Warriors in on this? Did we have any ammunition that we could, you know, finally, why is Luka being traded? What's going on? What? For Anthony Davis? And then you look at the compensation and you look at the package and you're like, wait a minute. You got a 25-year-old superstar, maybe the biggest international superstar in all of sports domestically here in the United States, but who will sell overseas outside of maybe Ohtani, okay? And you're saying he got traded for one first-round pick in his prime, and they're filing it under, we don't think his conditioning is up to par? Have you seen Jokic the last few years? Guy looks like he comes out of bed and drinks a two-liter of soda and goes out and gets a triple-double. Like, what are we talking about? My head exploded when I saw this, and all I kept thinking was, dear God, the Warriors better do something.
So if you're just joining us and you've been under a rock over the last 48 hours, a blockbuster trade in the NBA happened Saturday night. We were all getting into bed. If you weren't getting into bed, you're at the club or you're at the crab feed, you're doing something. I'm sure the DJ came on anyways during whatever mix was playing and had to let everyone know about this news that shook the NBA, not just the NBA, the sports world. Even Patrick Mahomes, who has the Super Bowl this coming up Sunday, had to go out and tweet, nah, man. So, like, seriously? And Patrick Mahomes, big-time Dallas Mavericks fan from Texas.
Like his life hasn't been going well the last couple years.
That's just brutal for
Patrick
Mahomes. You know, that guy.
Give me a break.
It's just, things haven't broke right for him these last few years.
I got to talk to the refs before this deal goes through. This is what Patrick was probably thinking.
So the Lakers, Mavericks, and yes, the Utah Jazz. I think everyone forgets. The Utah Jazz were in on this trade. It's a three-team trade.
I thought Danny Ainge was hard to work with.
Hey, Luka Doncic goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis goes to the Dallas Mavericks. As well as Maxi Kleba from Germany and Markieff Morris, former Laker, now back with the Laker, also going back to the Lakers. And as you mentioned, Joe Shasky, a 2029 first-round pick from the Lakers, as well as Max Christie and Anthony Davis going back to the Dallas Mavericks. The Jazz received Laker Jalen Hood-Schifino, so he's now a Utah Jazz.
Who?
And the Clippers 2025 second round pick, Jalen Hood-Schifino, the pick that they should have used on Jaime Jaquez a couple years ago out of Indiana. Jalen Hood-Schifino, teammates with Trace Jackson Davis, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Sure, I'll take your word on that.
Huge.
I mean, this is Anthony Davis-Luka deal. This is, look, whatever you think of Anthony Davis, he's one of the best players in the league.
He's the top 75 player of all time, according to all the votes in the anniversary.
He's awesome, right? Like, we could say, hey, the guy gets hurt a lot, and, you know, maybe he hasn't lived up to whatever you thought the hype was. They did win a championship. And when he's healthy, which isn't all the time, but when he's healthy, he's an absolute force. I mean, he's one of the main reasons, as well as Lonnie Walker, why you got bounced in the playoffs a couple years ago. He was spectacular. He's one of the best bigs in the game.
I just watched him on Saturday night, last Saturday, when the Lakers were in town on ABC on primetime, and he absolutely dominated. I felt bad for Quentin Post. God love the guy.
Well,
he's played five games, and he's asked to guard Anthony Davis.
Hey, Anthony Davis is going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Say what we want. He's going straight to the Hall of Fame. And they sold a lot to get him. I'm talking about the Lakers. Remember that whole back and forth, and he wanted to pair up with LeBron. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, did the Warriors know Anthony Davis was available? Do they have anything on their roster that the Lakers would even want? Did they know Luka was available? Do they have anything on their roster that Dallas Mavericks would want? Like, is this an indictment on the team that they've built that nobody wants any of their parts?
So not only that, Joe Shasky, and we'll continue to break down this trade, and I want to hear from all the people at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text, 888-957-9570. And also, shout out to those watching on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Yes, we are streaming on all of those platforms. Go ahead and search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe there. And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. There was that trade? And then there was another trade that occurred yesterday, right after we got off a call with each other talking about today's show. Another thing happened. The San Antonio Spurs, Chicago Bulls, and Sacramento Kings had a three-team trade.
Yeah.
And there was a big name in there, two big names, actually, that, you know, one of them, a lot of Warriors fans were, you know, kind of talking themselves into. One of them being Zach LaVine. Well, Zach LaVine is now a Sacramento King. De'Aaron Fox is now a San Antonio Spur. What's out there for the Warriors at this point? Vucevic, I guess. Is that going to be good enough?
Well, I was disappointed they weren't in on LaVine. And then I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like,
I think they were in, but not at the price point that
Clearly the Bulls weren't in.
Yeah.
And this goes back to, like, what are you offering? Like, I've been saying to Warrior fans for about a month and a half now, like, guys, and actually it's been probably 2 or 3 years if I'm thinking about it, you got to give a little to get a little. And it's crazy to me when I look at the Laker fans. I don't expect Warrior fans to be Laker fans. Laker fans know when it's all said and done and the dust settles, they will always be in the mix for someone via trade or free agency. Being, like, that is the biggest brand in the sport. Whatever you think the Yankee or Dodger brand is, that's what the Laker brand is in the NBA. And there's really nobody close. Celtics don't lure free agents the way the LA Lakers
do. It's Lakers and Dodgers.
I've watched Yankees, them in my life, okay? In my life, they obviously got Kareem, you know, what they did acquiring Shaquille O'Neal, Pau Gasol. Like, it just never ends. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Dwight, and now Luka.
Say what you want about Dwight Howard.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, the Warriors told me they were going to be on the level of the Lakers. And the reality is, it feels like the league is telling you, we don't want what you are going to give us. We don't want your used parts. Everybody doesn't want to, can't move off of Dre, can't move off of Wiggins, can't move off of this guy. Laker fans are saying, how can we win the next decade? Forget the title we just won a couple of years ago. How can we win moving forward? And there is something that frustrates me because I don't feel like we're loyal enough to our athletes, but simultaneously, I'm like, I do kind of wish we had that mentality locally because we're still here like, maybe Wiggins will be consistent again for a couple of months. It's never going to happen. It's just never going to happen. Anthony Davis's high watermark was better than whatever Wiggins's high watermark was. And he's been better longer and more consistent. And he's just a better overall player. And they couldn't wait to get rid of him for Luka. And I don't know what it does to their championship aspirations for this year, but we would all say, sign me up for the next decade of Luka Doncic. Everyone in the league would.
Everyone. And, you know, that brought us to an interesting question we had in the thread. We'll get to that a little bit later at some point. But, you know, just knowing that a guy like Luka Doncic was available, it changes not only the fans' mindset, but every GM in the league has to be like taking a deep breath, sitting back, sipping some whiskey and saying, I got to look at everything now. I got to look at, you know, what are the Celtics? Hey, something came out about Jaylen Brown, right? Like, do we look into the Celtics? Do we look into Joel Embiid? If I'm the Warriors right now, if I'm Mike Dunleavy and I'm Joe Lacob, how do we spin this? Right? How do we spin this forward? Because everyone, they were at their like their poker tournament they have every Saturday for or every year. That was Saturday Night at Charity, and I guess the reaction, everyone was stunned. Right? Steph, Draymond, everyone was stunned at this trade.
I guess Dray didn't get the clutch memo.
No, I guess
the trade went out.
Didn't get the memo. I guess Rich Paul and Co. But you have to think, if you're Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob, you have to think big. And if you weren't thinking big prior to this, you have to think even bigger now. I think you pivot, not to Jimmy Butler. I'm looking at a guy in New Orleans right now that is also young and also has some weight issues, also had some injury issues. But when he is healthy, like Luka, he is one of the best and most explosive players in the league. Go get Zion. Go get him. Go get that guy. He is out there. I know he is.
Okay, but
hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. You need to sell future after Steph. What we have been talking about, the future of the Lakers and the Warriors, and even the Suns to an extent, the Suns and the Lakers, they had Devin Booker and Anthony Davis respectively. So you can kind of see life after LeBron. I don't know what life after Steph is right now. Can you tell me what life after Stephen Curry is?
Oh, yeah. It starts with an L. It's called lottery. Right? I mean, that's what we're... Right?
And that's all about chance and luck.
Yes.
And maybe someone falls into your lap. I'd rather go with a somewhat of a known, and I know what I'm going to get with a guy like Zion Williamson, who's out there. Again, we'll see. I know we've had Anthony Slater on, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic. He's very tapped in. He's skeptical. But I think this sort of trade that shocks the NBA and the sports landscape has to make you reevaluate everything if you're Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob.
But
everything.
Here's the part that I'm struggling to compartmentalize. You referenced Jimmy Butler. Did I think that Jimmy Butler was the fountain of youth for everything that ailed the Warriors? No. I'm not that delusional.
And by the way, the latest report from Brian Windhorst, ESPN, saying Jimmy Butler, if he were to get traded to the Warriors, would not sign an extension here.
Which, okay, say that last part again. I want everyone to hear it. Because this, to me, was as disappointing as anything I've heard all weekend. And it's not about Jimmy Butler. It's about how he perceived the Warriors.
Senior NBA reporter with ESPN, Brian Windhorst, reported yesterday that Jimmy Butler, if he gets traded to Golden State, will not sign an extension.
That was the twisting of the knife of what was a horrific 36 to 48 hours for Warrior fans. It just was. Like, what? What? Anthony Davis is going to the Mavs? What? Luka's going to the Lakers? What? De'Aaron Fox is going to go team up with Wemby? What? LaVine, the guy we've been tagged, he's going to the Kings? Like, that's all very, 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 very disappointing, okay? And then, whether you were in on Jimmy or not, the fact that Jimmy Butler, at the end of his career, who's looking around the NBA, and there's like maybe a couple of teams, maybe there's two teams that would extend him and give him the $60 million, which we all see as a bad deal. He's thumbing his nose down at you like you're beneath him. Jimmy Butler doesn't want to sign an extension here. Is that how the league views us? That's all I kept thinking. And I'm saying to myself, like, as disappointed as I am right now, that might be the worst spit in the face of the whole weekend.
888-957-9570. I want to hear from all the Warriors fans. I want to hear from all the emotions taking place these last 48 hours. First, just your reaction. Like, everyone was absolutely stunned.
I didn't believe it.
I can't think of a bigger trade in sports history. Listen, I'm only 31 years old. I'm sure there was something prior to that. But in the age of social media, the age of all these clicks, we couldn't believe the most credible NBA reporter. We couldn't even believe him.
He had to basically retweet his own tweet with a caption saying, "This is real." And even then, I was like, "Are we sure?"
He even spoke this morning. We'll get the sound on it on Get Up on ESPN, Sham Sharania. He was saying, "Yeah, I even thought I was getting duped when I got the text from my source about this. I thought I was getting duped." And he wasn't. Like, we had to see not one, not two, but three tweets from Shams to really believe, "Oh, okay. All right, now I guess I believe it." But even then, like, how? And how?
Joe.
And Luka Doncic, I can't get over this, Joe Shasky.
25 years old. Okay,
one first round pick.
But whether you love him, whether you hate him, we all would agree. One of the most popular. I coach 14-year-olds. There are like three players that resonate with that age group. And Luka's one of them, okay? He is a megastar. Megastar. There's only a handful of them. I don't even think SGA hits like Luka does. Luka is a one-word player.
He's a one-word guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Luka, it's Giannis, right? It's Ja.
Exactly.
That's kind of the air we're talking about here. And so
he's the most popular domestic, even though he's not from here, and international player going to one of the most popular brands in the sport. And I would even take it a step further. His style of play is very polarizing. And now he's going to one of the most polarizing organizations league-wide, because you either love the Lakers or you're like me and you hate the Lakers. I think this, if I step back, this is huge for the league. Huge for the league.
Are you kidding me?
Huge.
Adam Silver could not have asked for anything better. The week of the Super Bowl, everyone's talking about the NBA.
Everyone.
We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And this is going to linger for a few days now because the NBA trade deadline, which has been it's brilliant now that I'm thinking about it
yes.
all. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but the NBA trade deadline, all the drama, and this is what we love about the league, is the drama. Shout out TNT, we know drama. Yeah, the NBA and Adam Silver does. And we're getting a helping heap of that this week. Not the contrived nature of the Super Bowl and Media Day in New Orleans. No one cares about that. I don't care about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. No. And Taylor Swift giving Beyonce the Album of the Year award last night at the Grammys.
The only B anyone wanted to see last night was Bianca.
Relax. Relax.
Just Google Kanye.
Well, not if you're at work. Do not do that if you're at work, by the way.
It's a new segment. It's called Google This.
Yeah, you got to Google it. Thanks, Trent.
What is going on here?
You know exactly what's going on. Why do we have to pretend like that didn't happen? We all know what happened.
You know what else is happening today? Jerry Rice, just the greatest football player of all time, joining us at 8:30. I wonder if he had any reactions to that trade Saturday night. And if it, you know, I think about teammates. And we're talking a lot about teammates right now and how good of a teammate Anthony Davis was with LeBron James. I mean, people like to make fun of him because he gets hurt all the time. He's glass man, all that sort of stuff. But when he's on the court, he's amazing. And
he's incredible.
I don't question the commitment level of an Anthony Davis. The Dallas Mavericks are telling you they question the commitment level of a Luka Doncic and how much he cares about his body, about his work ethic, about his ability to be a teammate. They're talking about it all. So I'd love to get Jerry Rice's thoughts at 8:30 when he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop, Joe Shasky. I can't wait to talk to the GOAT.
I just, Warrior fans have got to be sick right now. Everyone's making moves. We're sitting here twiddling our thumbs, and I'm sure that, it's not for a lack of trying, but dear gosh, you can't tell me you're trying. Like, 2 years ago, we're trying at the deadline. Okay, it's the offseason. Oh, we're trying in the offseason. Oh, it'll be better at the next deadline. All right, we're trying at the deadline, and then we're going to try in the offseason, and now we're here at another deadline. It's been 2.5 years of telling me about what they're trying to do. At some point, I hear you. I understand. Trades are hard. I get you're trying to do stuff. The whole league is making moves. The whole league is making moves. And you know what I don't want to hear? I don't want to hear ever again that any of us in media is clickbaiting ideas when it comes to trades and whatnot, because clearly anything can happen.
Anything is possible. KG, baby. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity Stream Sports. For the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Warriors taking on the Orlando Magic tonight at Chase Center. Coverage of that starts at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. We're going to continue to talk about this trade that shook the sports landscape, people. Luka Doncic is a Los Angeles Laker. It's insane. It's insane. It's also Spadoni. It's Shasky. It's the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Joe.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
God, I love that. Jonathan Kuminga. Talking about a guy they need back in a big way. It's him. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. You're probably joining us. Hey, where's Bonte at? Don't worry. Bonte's not going anywhere. He's still at 95.7 The Game. Just not on the Morning Roast anymore. He's expanded his role at NBC, and we're so damn proud of him. So damn happy for him. Although days like today, I know he's missing it. I know he's missing it, but we're going to get his thoughts every Friday, Joe Shasky, 9 o'clock. Bonte Hill will be here. So can't wait for that. Can't wait to continue to break down this trade. Just the talk of sports right now. It's Super Bowl week, and we're opening with NBA. We got Jerry Rice at 8:30, but we're talking Luka to the Lakers, De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs, Zach LaVine to the Kings. It's all going down right now ahead of the NBA trade deadline, which is this Thursday. Are the Warriors going to get in on the action, people? That's the question. In 888-957-9570. We'll start going to your calls here in a second. I just wanted to let everyone know, though, we are having multiple contests all week long, starting with Knockout. Yeah, you want to go play at Chase Center? Go play a little bit of Knockout? Well, you got to listen to the keyword in the 8 o'clock hour. And when we call for it, be the first caller to the contest line, and you will play Knockout on the Chase Center floor on Monday, March 3rd. So be listening in the 8 o'clock hour for that. Also, got a huge national contest I'm going to be telling you a little bit later. Maybe go to Las Vegas with some friends, get some cash. Why can't I be a part of this contest? Because that sounds freaking amazing right now. We're going to go to the calls here in a second because I know some of you have just a lot of thoughts. Warriors, what moves are there to be made? I think you go get Zion right now. I think it's a perfect pivot. I think you can sell a fan base with it. If it takes Wiggins, if it takes, I don't know, any combination of not Stephen Curry, you go get Zion Williamson. Luka was on the table. Why not Zion?
Joe, I've been in a lot of relationships over the years, whether it's with family members, with my significant other, etc. And I was taught long ago, life is about credits and demerits. And I'm not talking about, accruing enough detentions because of my demerits in school. But there's a reality that, trust is earned, right, in life, period. I don't wear my wedding ring every day, okay? I don't like wearing jewelry. I'm not a big jewelry guy.
I'm telling Michelle.
But Michelle and I have been together for so long, she trusts me. I'm not going to, I'm not running around doing anything. And I've earned that trust from my wife. And other people, there's different stickling points for everyone. And I don't know what that is. My wife, she doesn't lose her mind about me not wearing the wedding ring. She trusts me. I trust her. Are there times where I've broken her trust? Absolutely. And I don't want to get too deep into our relationship, but when we've been together as long as we have, going on 15, 16, 17 years, right? We've been through a lot. And there are certain things that I know that she is going to trust me when I'm doing it. When I say I'm going to do something, I go out and do it. Now, does she still ride me and whatnot? Absolutely. And where I'm going at with this is that The Warriors have built up a level of trust. And for each individual fan out there, I don't know where the trust gets broken or you start to lose and zap some of that trust, but they are entering the Giants zone. And what I mean by that is you can only tell me about the deals you're in on for so long to where I lose faith in your ability to actually swing a deal. I'm at the point with the San Francisco Giants where I'm trying to build my trust back up with Buster Posey. It was so low. Anytime their name was linked to a big player, I was like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I have zero trust that you're going to do it. You know why? Because time and time again, they let me down. And I demerited them for it. The Warriors have built up so much trust with me because of the championships and all the moves and whatnot that I allow for some leeway. Hey, you miss out on this guy. You miss out on this guy. I get it. I'm starting to run out of patience. I'm starting to like lose the trust because we're getting into the Giants zone where I can't hear about the moves you're going to make for 2.5 years without a move being made. I'm not fully there, but boy, I'm getting close.
Just think where we were last summer, right? Lowry Markkanen, you couldn't get him. You didn't want to move off Pods. You didn't want to move off Kuminga. You didn't want to trade every single thing for a Lowry Markkanen. Fine. They pivoted. Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, right? De'Anthony Melton. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Melton gets hurt. It kind of just threw a monkey wrench into the entire season right there. And a guy at that caliber that has to make that much of a dent in your season, it kind of tells you all you need to know about the rest of the team, where they weren't going to be. Like, if your season's hinging on De'Anthony Melton, I'm sorry. Like, that's just, you're just not a good team.
I agree with you. Which goes to show how important he was.
Exactly.
Which, how flawed you are.
You haven't gotten anything from Buddy Hield outside Nothing. Of the first month of the season. He hasn't just done it. He just hasn't been good. Let's just call it what it is. He just hasn't been good. Kyle Anderson, is he even on the team still? He made a buzzer beater shot against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Anderson. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if there was ever a time to make a move, and it's not a panic move. You're not making a panic move. You need to make a move for the now and the future.
Well, this is why I like the Laker deal.
That's exactly why I love the Laker deal for them. And I actually kind of like it for the Mavericks.
Sure.
For the short term.
Sure.
For the long term, it makes no sense for them. And I think Nico Harris and the GM said as much in their presser yesterday, where it's like, yeah, I don't anticipate, me and Jason Kidd to be here next decade. Well, okay. So they basically put their own, expiration date on themselves with this move. Rob Pelinka did the opposite. He extended his runway.
100%.
Not only was he there to architect the Anthony Davis deal to bring him into Los Angeles and then win a title, now he flipped Anthony Davis for the next decade in Luka Doncic, which is crazy. I know Rob Pelinka, we think he's all just a figurehead. It's led GM, it's LeBron James, he does everything. I actually genuinely believe, and maybe I'm being,
naive,
maybe. I actually don't think LeBron knew about this.
I think he knew at the end.
Maybe.
I don't think you make this deal without him being him out.
They didn't notify him at the beginning at any of this. Like, I think they told him when it's already been signed, sealed, and delivered. Maybe like the early morning, the day before the Knicks. Maybe they told him then. It's like, hey, this is what's going to happen. I'd really appreciate if you didn't say anything. And the fact that there was zero leaks from this is actually insane.
Well, that's because it's a clutch factor.
Right?
Because LeBron can't have any blood on his hands. Like, see, to me, this was classic mafia moves. Like, Anthony Davis is a made man, right? Well, we agree he's a made man. And in this one, you got to get the top dog. You need the jefe. You need the main boss to sign off on taking out a made man. Otherwise, you get taken out. Haven't you seen Goodfellas?
The Capo regime?
Exactly. If you don't think LeBron, I hear you. I think Pelinka did do that. LeBron was somehow, some way, he maybe wasn't the trigger man, but he didn't say no.
Do you pivot to LeBron James now if you're Mike Dunleavy and you're like, do you try to do whatever you can to bring him in?
The Warriors are drunk dialing right now like that dude at the end of the bar, and they're like sitting around like, KD, you want to hook up? I know it's been a couple years. Like, LeBron, can we revisit that deal? But again, the time to make the deal was last year at the deadline when you had Klay's expiring contract, when you had CP3's expiring contract. Like, the Warriors have... It's not just right now. They've been kind of botching this for about a year and a half now in terms of their asset allocation and their insistence on clinging to people who you know are going to let you down, Draymond and Wiggins. It's led them to where they are now. And your point about Zion, take a swing on Zion.
Yes.
Like, let's do this. It's pretty much the only way I can be appeased as a Warrior fan, because I'm telling you right now, Vucevic doesn't move me.
Too old. It's too old. Like, he's not going to do what you need to do, and that's get into a place where you feel secure
exactly.
about your future after Steph, because that's what the Lakers just did. They secured their future after LeBron. The Suns have Devin Booker. They have a future after Kevin Durant. What do the Warriors have? What is their future right now? I hope Jonathan Kuminga becomes a superstar. I don't know. He's been hurt, which sucks. I like Brandon Podziemski. He's not, like, come on.
People
like, Zion Williamson checks all the boxes, so they got to pivot. They cannot do nothing, though. That
yes.
is what I do know.
Yes.
If they sit back and do nothing and nothing happens at this trade deadline, you better not be selling me on the summer, because I don't know what's going to be available in the summer now. Luka Doncic, like the Mavs say, you know what? Luka was going to force his way out this summer. We had to act now. Like, there's part of me that understands Nico Harrison in the Mavs. I just think they went about it all wrong. Like, I understand their thought process saying we got to get ahead of this thing. I just think they panicked and then they boxed themselves into one relationship and with one guy with the Los Angeles Lakers and Rob Pelinka because they're tight going back to Pelinka's agency days. Nico Harrison used to work with Nike, be up there. Famously, Nico Harrison, if you guys don't know this, he botched the sell job to Stephen Curry. When they were trying
Crazy.
To pitch Nike to Stephen Curry, he botched it so hard, he called him Seth Curry. He called him his brother's name. And that's why, you know, Steph is with Under Armour, the rest is history. So I think he botched this in a big way. I want to go to Coach in Los Altos, though,
because
he's been hanging on.
Fans.
I want to hear from all the Warriors
fans. I'm down
fans.
And out.
888-957-9570. How disappointed are you? What's your emotions going through your mind right now? What trade do they need to make? Do they not need to make a trade? I just don't think that's an option. They've got to make some sort of a trade at this point. Coach, what's going on, man? You're on Spadoni and Shasky in the Morning Roast.
Hey, Spadoni and Shasky, the Joe and Joe Show. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Coach? I needed your therapy today. What you got?
Hey, well, you know what? So first of all, I got to say a shout-out. Peace out to Bonte, but congrats, Spadoni, on stepping up into the, you know, stepping up to the plate.
Appreciate
you. Yeah. Hey, so first of all, you know, when I saw the news, I literally thought it was fake news. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was real. I think, you know, like the rest of America or maybe the world. I think the Mavs got shafted. Completely shafted. I don't even think it's close. I mean, AD is a great player, but he's 6 years older, like you said, Shasky. You know, Luka's he's like, you know, a one word phenom. I don't know if he's the most popular international guy or if Jokic is, but the bottom line is it's, you know, there's, like you said, there's a handful. So that was my reaction, and so here's where I'm at with the Warriors. You know, I'm a loyal fan, and I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm literally in Colorado driving to go fishing, and I had to call in because I think there's one of two things Warriors have to do. This middling place just stinks for everybody, and I love, Shasky, I love they're entering into the giant zone because that's where they are with me. So to me, there's one of two things they need to do. They either need to get real and surround Steph with some talent that will allow this guy to go out on top, allow him to win one more, which means you pull out all the stops and you sell for right now. Or you trade him and you get 5 or 6 first-round picks and you start the clock over again for the Dubs like OKC did. But this hanging around in the middle does no one any good. You can just see Steph's shoulders slumping. The fans, I mean, it stinks because you're not even seeing the, you know, the great Steph because he's having to carry it with no support. So you got to do something, and it's either you go all in for right now, one for the Gipper, give Steph one more chance, or you trade him and you stock up on first round and you build for the future.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, appreciate the time. We're up against
great
it,
call.
Man, but that's a great call. It's going to lead us into this next segment right here, brought to you by Chilton Autobody. 888-957-9570 is the
Love
number.
You,
Warriors fans, how are we feeling about that? Which trade hurt more to hear? Like, honestly, because you were actually like kind of in on Zach LaVine. You weren't in on Luka. I don't think anyone was.
I'll answer that on the other side, because I'm looking at this, and as a Warrior fan, just looking at the standings, we're in trouble.
And that's what's coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast, and we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. What's up, LJ? Other LJ, not baby LJ. Larry June right there. Spadoni and Shasky, this is the Morning Roast. And yeah, if you're just tuning in, well, there's a lot happening today. Let's just start there. Luka Doncic is a part of the Lakers. De'Aaron Fox is a San Antonio Spur. Zach LaVine is a Sacramento King. Those are all basically the big stuff. There's some other little machinations, little smaller packages, smaller plays elsewhere. But that's the big news today as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday next week in New Orleans. The NBA is dominating today. And again, if you're just joining us and you're hearing my voice and you're wondering, where's Bonte? Where's Bonte? I'm Joe Spadoni. I've been with the station now for 8 years, 7 years, whatever it's been. And been doing the pregame show. If you've been listening to me the last couple of years, the 5 a.m. slot. I've been a producer on the Morning Roast for the last few years. It's a dream come true for me. And don't worry, if you're wondering if Bonte's, you know, he's gone off into the sunset. No. Bonte's still here. He's probably listening right now at 888-957-9570 because he's a huge hoop head, obviously, and his role with NBC has expanded. And he's going to be joining us every Friday at 9 o'clock. And we'll have him this week in studio. Can't wait to talk to Bonte about this trade, about Super Bowl Sunday, all of that. And yeah, I'm just excited, Joe Shasky. I don't think I could have asked for a better first day when it comes to topics. It's not like we're talking spring training, although I know you listen to your spring training. We're talking Luka Doncic to the Lakers. What the hell are the Warriors going to do? And I'm just happy. I'm excited to be here. And yeah, man, let's get it going, bro. Let's get it going.
I'm looking at it like this weekend was kind of a blow to my psyche as a Dubs fan. You're 24-24. You played a heartless game on Friday night. Let's call it what it is. I mean, that was like, in the words of Steiny, gutless. I mean, you just rolled the ball out there after beating OKC, and you looked horrible.
Completely forgot about that game after everything that took place this week, I'm going to be honest. Completely forgot about that. They just got absolutely obliterated by the Phoenix Suns.
Who are a game and a half better than you or whatever it is. They're 25 and 23.
Coming off the best win of the year, too.
What?
Coming off the best win of the year against the Thunder.
Again, which is why, like, oh, you can't get rid of this guy. You can't get rid of that guy. Why? So that they could completely disappoint me the next night? Like, this team is not good enough. So I'm looking at it. You lost to a Phoenix team at, you know, I know you're missing Draymond and Kuminga, but you didn't even look close. You didn't even look close. So that team is better than you, period. There's just no arguing. Dallas Mavericks, they're the 9 seed right now, okay? Phoenix is 8. They're 26 and 24. They think that they got better for right now. Luka hasn't played since Christmas. They're bringing in Anthony Davis. They think that their defense is going to be better. Fine, that's fine. For right now, let's just operate. They are better than you. I think they are too. With Kyrie and Anthony Davis, that's better than what you got, period. And then you throw in all their ancillary pieces. San Antonio Spurs are a little behind you right now. They're 21 and 25. They're in the 12th seed. They got infinitely better for the now, this year, and the future. They now have Victor Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox to pair with for the next, what, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping. Everyone around you got better. The Kings, who are the 10th seed, lost De'Aaron Fox. It's a big loss for them. Wow. Their consolation, some picks, throw those to the side, and they got Zach LaVine, the guy you wanted. So they're better in their mind in terms of, okay, we lost a really good player, but we offset it by bringing in somebody who is ready to go right now. And I don't think they're done dealing. I think DeRozan might get dealt. I don't know. I'm not convinced that Sacramento is finished. I think they're still going to make other moves. I don't know why I still got my eye on them. Phoenix is still going to make moves. If you think Steve Phoenix is standing pat, I got another thing coming for you.
I think they're getting Jimmy Butler still.
Okay.
I think they're getting Jimmy.
Fair enough.
And by the way, for just joining us, Jimmy Butler does not want to get traded to the Warriors, basically because he's not going to sign an extension with them. So he wants to force his way to play with KD. He's been wearing the shoes. He's suspended indefinitely right now. I think he was at a San Diego State basketball game over the weekend, Jimmy Buckets. He's probably at the Grammys for all I know yesterday, dancing with Charlie XCX. I don't know what Jimmy's doing. He doesn't want to be in Golden State, and quite frankly, I don't really want him here. Like, that's not the move for me.
No,
we've been talking about the move.
It's not about Jimmy the player.
No, it's about the perception.
Exactly.
And how you guys look. And right now, listen, you mentioned at this top, the Lakers are the Lakers, first and foremost, because they're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's a part of it. The Dodgers are the Dodgers because they're in Los Angeles. The Yankees are the Yankees. The Mets are the Mets because they're in New York City. The Bay Area is not those places.
No.
Which is okay. And we love the Bay. We work here. We travel here. You live in the city. I live in Oakland. I love this place. I don't want to leave this place. But the sell job of it right now is a little difficult. The Giants know that. The Warriors know that. The Niners don't seem to have a problem with it, per se. They just keep getting players. And they draft
different.
Well. Football's very different.
Football's different. Cincinnati is a destination.
Exactly.
I
was kind of going nuts with the comparisons everyone kept trying to make about this Luka trade to the Lakers. Because there is no other sports comparisons.
No.
There's just nothing that touches this. Nothing in baseball, even you brought up today, like trades that shocked you. Yeah, when the A's traded Cespedes, that shocked me.
Not on this level.
Not on this level. Cespedes was not Luka Doncic. He wasn't a top five player in the Major League Baseball like Luka Doncic is when he is healthy. And that goes back to all this for me. And we could just talk about the trade itself right now. We'll get to the Warriors angle. And we'll be talking about the Warriors angle. And Joe and Burbank, I want to get to you in a second here. As this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Like, this notion that this was a bad trade because Luka doesn't play defense.
It's ridiculous.
And that you gave up Anthony Davis, a great two-way player and a champion. He's 25 years old, and whatever you want to say about his conditioning, while unconditioned, he took his team to the NBA Finals last year.
We just watched a player take over the league for a decade who plays no lick of defense. His name's Steph Curry. Like, we all love Steph, but like, let's call it what it is, Warrior fans. Like, he's compromised defensively, and that's being very... And look, he's gotten better as the years have gone on, but the word defense is like the 17th paragraph of his Wikipedia page.
What do we say about Steph?
Am I wrong?
What do we say about Steph? God, he's trying really hard. That's what we say. That's what we say. Like, and I think the problem with Luka was, and you're going to hear from all the Dallas radio heads, everyone, but the want to and the commitment and the caring. Like, I know Steph, at least with his body, he is committed. So, like, that's something I will not compare when it comes, like, defense, sure. But the commitment level, I think there is serious commitment issues from the Dallas Mavericks perspective on why they move a guy like this.
Show me a 25-year-old in life who doesn't have commitment problems. I mean, like, that, when you are a zillionaire at the age of 18, all right, and you come from another culture, yeah, like, and he's still dominating. Like, he's still dominating. I have questions. Like, Jokic's body is, he looks ridiculous. Like, let's call it what it is. He doesn't look like he's, you know, chiseled out of granite. He's been dominating the league for 5 straight years. People are questioning, does he even love the game? I don't know, but he's dropping 30, 12, and 12 every night.
Hey. I'm pumped about this. We got Mike Bacsik coming up at 7 a.m. That's in about, 3 minutes. Mike Bacsik from our sister station out in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. He's beside himself right now. Wow, I love Mike.
I would be too.
Mike, former athlete. I wonder how this would resonate with him if he had a teammate like this and he gets traded. Like, I cannot wait to hear from Mike Bacsik here in a couple minutes. Real quick, before we get to Mike, I want to get to Joe in Burbank, though. Yep. He's been waiting patiently. What's going on, Joe? You're on with another Joe and Joe. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and congrats to Joe Spadoni for joining the Morning Roast Show.
Appreciate you, brother.
I'm looking forward to listening to you guys together. On Jimmy Butler, you know, when you think about it, the Warriors were on his list of three teams originally that he wanted to play for. And then there was word for a few weeks, it seemed, that there was word from the Warriors locker room that they had concerns about his fit. And it sounds silly, but I think he heard that and he got kind of ticked, and he got his feelings a little hurt, because he knows more than likely that came from Steph and Dre. That's the Warriors locker. So that's my comment on Jimmy Butler. Anyway, and then on the trades, shocking, like everybody just shocked at that. I still think for right now, because Dallas picks up defense, and it's great for the future of the Lakers to have Luka, but right now it looks like Dallas is in a win now mode, and so I think that helps them. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Good call.
And once again, congrats to Joe Spadoni once again for being on the Morning Roast Show.
There we go.
Thanks,
love
Joe
that.
And Burbank.
You know, it's
I'll send the check in the mail.
It's just. It's just so frustrating. Here's the thing about Jimmy Butler. Everybody realized he's old as hell. Everybody realized he's just complete malcontent. It's what he represents. The fact that he's the one saying no when he's looking around the league and it feels like no one is going to give him an extension, and he's actively telling the Warriors, even though no one else in the league is going to give me an extension, I don't want to extend with you. Like, it's not about him coming to the Warriors.